Get ready to enter the Thrive Time Show. 3, 2, 1, boom!
Time to face the rise and grind. We started from the bottom, now we're here. We started from the bottom, and we'll show you how to get here. We started from the bottom, now we're here. We started from the bottom, now we're here.
Thrive Nation, welcome back to the Thrive Time Show on your radio. Thank you, Mr. Colton Dixon, for the new Thrive Time Show intro. Started from the bottom, now we're here.
So hot.
Now, Chuck, this is a concept I want to get into today. During today's show, we're going to be talking about the 8 most common reasons why people don't achieve success after they know what to do. So, Dr. Sibley, this is like after you know what to do, after I know what to do. We know now. We didn't know what to do, but now we know what to do. Why don't we do it? And so I'm going to get into this first one. This is diligence. Chet Holmes, the best-selling author of The Ultimate Sales Machine and a man who was the partner of Charlie Munger, a man who's no longer amongst the living, but a man who was the partner of Charlie Munger, who was Warren Buffett's partner. He says, we all get good ideas at seminars and from books. Implementation, not ideas, is the real key to success. So I'm going to start with this first idea. I'll make it very, very, very specific. We have listeners who listen to our show from all over the world, and one of the things we talk about a lot is the importance of gathering objective reviews from your ideal and likely buyers. We talk about that. We also talk about opening your business on time. So if you say the store is going to be open at 9, make sure you open it at 9. And I would tell you, probably out of 100 entrepreneurs I've met, the idea of opening their business every day at the time posted on the sign is almost impossible, you would think. You would think it's an insurmountable, huge, complicated, difficult task. And if you talk to them at a workshop or a seminar, a lot of them would say, gosh, what are your tips for opening on time every day at 9? Or what are your tips for staying motivated to open every day at 9? What are your super moves for finding people that are willing to come to work on time every day? How do you do it? So, Dr. Sibley, I want to start with you. How do you implement? How do you actually open up every day on time at drjohnsibley.com? How do you do it?
Get there early.
Ooh.
It seems simple.
Concept. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
You're saying, wait a minute. You're saying.
What you're saying.
Is get there early.
Correct.
Now, here's a profound thought, and Chuck, I want you to pile on here. Right. I know every day that I am en route to work, something will try to stop me from getting there on time. There's like a something. There's always something. There's always traffic. So this morning, as an example, I met John this morning at the Riverwalk. We had a little powwow this morning, and I wanted to meet him at 4 a.m., you know? And so what I did is I left at like 3:30 a.m., because it takes me 15 minutes to get there on the BA Expressway,
right.
The Broken Arrow Expressway, the Creek Nation Turnpike, yes. As I'm driving from east, kind of the east area of Tulsa, I'm driving west over there across the river, into Jinx, the beautiful Riverwalk. So I left at 3:30 in the morning to get there at 4.
Right.
Now, here's what's crazy. I get up there to that stoplight at 96th and Riverside Marshall. I get there.
Yeah.
I'm getting there. Can you picture in your mind there's a quick trip right there?
I'm there all the time.
There I am. And it's 3:30 in the morning. Not a lot of traffic going on. I turn on my left. This is an exciting story. I turn on my left blinker. It's clicking, clicking. Click, click. And I notice the light is red and red. You ever notice that light will stay red for like a week?
I hate that light.
So I backed up.
Yep.
I thought back up more. Maybe I'm over the line. Maybe I need to do something. And I realized this thing's not going to turn, you know, green for a while.
That green arrow you're looking for.
So I back up. And then I back up some more. I'm the only person on the road. Back up. Then I go right, and I go into the QT parking lot, and I take a different approach.
A detour.
So now the time is like, it's like 3:51, you know. And then that thing turns green pretty much immediately. and I go across the river. This is a riveting story. So now I go across the river. I'm going across the river. And I turn on my right blinker, and I turn, and now I'm across the river. I go through the labyrinth of the parking, and they've tried to really cut down on speeding in our parking. I mean, speeding is a huge issue at the Riverwalk. You know,
and so many people have died.
and so the golf cart guy, you know, he's driving there, and his job is to keep anyone at 3:30 in the morning, me. From driving too fast. So he pulls alongside. He's parallel. He's following me, making sure I'm driving, you know, 5 miles an hour. You know, I go over the speed bump. 1, 2, 14, 27. I pull in like at 3:53, you know, three. And but Chup, had I had not left at 3:30, I would have actually met John probably at 4:10 or 4:20. But I actually got there. I parked the car, and it's like 3:53. So I had like seven minutes to, you know, get in there and meet him. And Marshall, I mean, is that a profound idea?
It's a profound idea because you have so much time to be early. And then being on time is actually harder than being early. You have a very finite amount of time to be on time, but you allow yourself so much room for error or things going wrong if you do not leave early and plan to show up on time.
Chop!
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask Dr. Sibley when he said get there early. Like, do you show up 1 minute early, just right on the nick of time, or like how early would you say is
early? I show up 30 minutes early.
Yes! That's what I'm talking about.
This is a profound idea, though.
Something will, like Clay said, something will go wrong. Something will go wrong. Something will impede you, so plan on it happening.
Let me give you another example. Years ago, this would be about 4 or 5 years ago, I used to travel for speaking events all the time. And it wasn't conducive with our 5 kids. So Dr. Sibley, we would travel a lot. We'd travel, we'd go to the airport. And, you know, you go, if you're traveling, you know, 10, 15 times a month, you're going to San Diego, you're speaking in Houston, you're speaking in New York, you're speaking everywhere. I would bring a video guy with me who would video. And every time, I'm not kidding you, every time, they'd say, what time does the flight leave, bro? And I'd say, 6 a.m. They said, why are we taking the early flight? I said, because here's the deal. This is how it works. The first flight is not delayed yet. The first flight always leaves on time. So we'll meet up there. I'll be at the airport at 4 a.m., okay? I'd like for you to be there by 4:30 a.m. so we can check in, do the deal, get lost 4 or 5 times, have problems, have issues, you know, get there. And then we'll get on the plane probably. You go through the TSA in the morning, you know, you go take off your shoes, say, hey, what's your name, what's going on, where's your ID, you know. And then so like at 5 o'clock, we can be sitting there waiting for the plane to take off. And then I empower you using the internet, Wi-Fi. This is powerful technology. You could get on the Wi-Fi on your laptop. You could then do whatever work you would do from your home or whatever you want to do, sleep, I don't care. But then that way, you're not going to be late. And this idea seemed to escape every videographer who went with me the first time.
Of course.
And they're like sprinting at like 5:52, texting, sprinting, calling. Oh my gosh, there's traffic. Oh my gosh, there's traffic. No. I can't find my wallet. Where's my wallet? And it just be, and then all of a sudden, the panic of being late causes them to like make poor decisions. They get pulled over. Woo, woo. I am not exaggerating. We only had maybe 2 videographers ever. Whoever could grasp the concept of being there on time the first time. And Dr. Sibley, why are people so obsessed with getting to the airport last minute and then sprinting around trying to rush you through the TSA, acting all frustrated that's taking forever? Why do people like to be late all the time? What's going on?
So people want to be late all the time is because they're infatuated with this thing of new ideas where, hey, maybe I need to try and do something a little bit different this time, or hey, I need to do this. But really, the diligence of waking up early, planning your day, you plan your day, Clay, your to-do list, your meta time on any day that you want to be productive.
Okay, so here we go. Now we're getting into the action steps. And this is the part where I love helping you. These are 3 action items that everyone needs to take today if you want to become a productive person. Now, if you want to be, you know, not be a productive person, you don't need to take notes. Don't worry about it. Just don't stress out. Just continue being late, and people are judging you for being late. People who are late all the time, people look at you and say, idiot. They don't say it out loud, though, because that'd be mean. They just look at you and go, this person's an idiot. They just won't promote you. It's no big deal. I mean, you're just not going to get promoted. You're not going to get a raise. You're not going to get put in charge of anything. If you are perpetually late, it is not going to go well for you. So action item number 1, every single day, look at a day planner and plan your day previous to starting your day. Dr. Sibley, why do you schedule patients at a specific time that is planned and not just randomly see what happens? I mean, why do you plan your staff meeting at a specific time? Why do you schedule things into a day planner or office calendar every day?
Efficiency. You've got to be efficient. People don't want to wait.
Mm.
They want to be seen
right. In
an expeditious way.
So every single day, look at your day planner and plan your previous day. Step number two, Chup, if you don't have a day planner, step number two, buy a day planner that works for you. Now, if you have a chiropractic office, I mean, how many patients are you going to see in a typical day? 10, 20, doctors? So how many patients are you going to see?
50.
Okay. And as a consultancy, Mark, business that does a consulting and coaching, Marshall, in a typical day, we might see, 50 coaching clients, right?
Correct.
So we use a Google Calendar that we share, right?
Mm-hmm. Have to use it.
And at Elephant in the Room, we use a program called Zenoti.
Mm-hmm.
And Marshall, why are we using Zenoti for Elephant in the Room?
You got to use Zenoti because we are a membership-based, appointment-only company where if we didn't have that, if we're just saying, come on over, then if all of Tulsa decided to come on over,
come on over,
we're open, we're available, then we'd be like every other haircut salon. And so we want to create that premium experience where when you walk in, your stylist is there waiting for you and on time.
Now, step number three, you want to create a daily to-do list and prioritize it. So this is my to-do list today. I've got this ready to go, hot and fresh. This is my to-do list, right? Every day I do this. Chip, you see it every day, do you not?
Every single day.
Every single day. I only do this on every day. Okay, so here we go.
Those
this is
days.
What I'm going to do today.
Those
when we finish
days.
Recording today, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to upload the Executive Desks song to the podcast player.
Nice.
Okay. Then what I'm going to do is I'm going to mix down the 6/14/18 edition of the podcast. Okay.
Nice.
Then I'm going to edit the show outline for that we will record on Sunday. Then I'm going to finish mixing together the Colton Dixon new intro, started from the bottom of the Thrive Time show. Then I am going to get my oil changed at the $5 oil place. I'll be the first customer there, which means I don't have to wait.
It'll be 4 minutes.
You know what you have to do? If you want to be the first customer, you have to be early.
Then I'm going to go buy a baseball jersey with my wife's name on the back of it. Then I'm going to go to the store and get some meat. And then I'm going to Hobby Lobby to buy a 16x20 frame and a 24x36 frame. Wow, this is some exciting stuff. Then I'm going to call Ryan Wimpy to discuss payouts for Tip Top K9. Then it's not even 10 o'clock yet at this point.
Right. Well, you've been up since 3:30, 3 o'clock.
I'm just saying that's what I do. I plan my day. I don't even understand how someone could handle the complexities of life without a to-do list, Chip. How could it even be possible?
Well, I got a kind of a mean answer. And the original question we were talking about was why, are people insisting on being late? And I have something to say.
Yes.
I'm passionate about
don't
it. It's going to sound
negative.
Mean.
Sure.
It's going to sound mean. It's not negative. It's true. They're lazy.
And in other news,
it's just they want to stay up late. They want to take advantage of every minute of sleep. They don't want to plan out what they have to do. So stop being lazy. Get up and just do it.
Thrive Nation, I encourage you during the break to check out one of our proud show sponsors, HoodCPAs.com. That's HoodCPAs. If you're looking for a proactive accountant, go to HoodCPAs.com today during the break.
I remember my days back in the dorm room, tuned to the gloom like the Temple of Doom. Overwhelmed with the doubts that try to consume my hope for the future that I could pursue. But from the mountaintop now I can conclude that you have what it takes if you want
this
the view to.
This is your year to thrive, success you will find.